Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The 52-Week Family Devotional, A Year of 5-Minute Devotions to Help Kids, Teens, and Parents Strengthen Faith, Build Bonds, and Create Lasting Spiritual Habits by Everyday Grace is a Christian family devotional designed for shared use across generations. Rather than functioning as a long-form study guide, it offers a weekly rhythm of brief readings intended to fit into ordinary family life. The book is structured around 52 short devotions, making it practical for families that want a consistent spiritual practice without requiring extensive preparation or time. Its purpose is both devotional and relational to help parents, children, and teens reflect on Scripture together, talk openly about faith, pray as a group, and reinforce habits that can continue over time. In a category crowded with family devotional resources, this title stands out for its emphasis on simplicity, flexibility, and accessibility, especially for households that want something sustainable rather than demanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a weekly devotional format built for busy family schedules. The brevity of the devotions also broadens their usability across ages. Children, teens, and adults can all engage without needing a long attention span or advanced Bible study background. In that sense, the book is less about detailed exegesis and more about forming a shared cadence of worship and reflection that families can realistically keep. Secondly, Bible-based reflections presented in a family-friendly voice. The approach also reflects a practical understanding of family discipleship. A good family devotional does not merely explain Scripture, it helps households encounter Scripture together in a way that is intelligible and usable. By keeping the tone welcoming and approachable, the book prioritizes comprehension and participation, which are often the deciding factors in whether a family devotional routine continues beyond the first few weeks. Thirdly, conversation starters that turn reading into shared discussion. The prompts also support developmental variety. Younger children may respond with simple observations, while older children and teens can explore more nuanced questions. That flexibility allows the same devotional to work across ages without requiring separate materials for each child. In effect, the prompts transform the book from a reading plan into a relational tool. The goal is not just information transfer, but shared interpretation, which is more aligned with how faith is typically learned in family settings through repeated, guided conversations about values, character, and daily choices. Fourthly, practical family activities that connect faith to everyday life. This activity-based structure also supports different learning styles. Some family members engage best through conversation, while others absorb ideas more effectively through doing. By including a practical component, the book makes room for both. Just as important, these activities appear to be designed to fit into normal home routines rather than requiring elaborate preparation. That makes them more likely to be used consistently. In a category where many books stop at interpretation, this one tries to move families toward application. The implication is that faith formation should be visible in habits, gestures, and shared practices, not only in completed readings. Lastly, short prayers and a pressure-free tone that encourage consistency. The broader implication is that the book is designed for sustainability. Its flexible structure allows families to use it at the dinner table, at bedtime, or whenever they can gather. This flexibility is not merely convenience, it is a strategy for habit formation. When a resource adapts to real family rhythms, it is more likely to be maintained over the long term. The combination of short prayer, simple structure, and non-judgmental tone makes the book especially suitable for families who want to begin a devotional habit or restart one that has faded. In conclusion, this book is best suited for families who want a simple, repeatable way to practice faith together without turning devotion time into a demanding project. Parents of children and teens will likely find it especially useful because it is built for mixed ages, short attention spans, and real-world schedules. It can also serve families that are new to devotions, since the format does not assume prior experience or theological confidence. The main benefit is practical consistency. Scripture reading, conversation, prayer, and application are all combined into a structure that is easy to sustain. That combination gives the book value not only as a devotional guide, but as a tool for habit formation and family connection. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its restrained design. Instead of trying to be exhaustive, it focuses on being usable. The 5-minute weekly format, guided prompts, simple activities, and short prayers make it less intimidating than longer study resources and more interactive than books that offer only readings. In the crowded family devotional category, that balance of brevity, accessibility, and shared participation is the book's main strength. If you would like to support Everyday Grace, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.